We'll talk all about that. So let's see. We start with Stoughton, Massachusetts' own Mike Viola. He's one of my favorites. Brand new record from him called Paul McCarthy. Again, it's not me with a lisp. It's Paul McCarthy. Scientist Alexis. Followed up by Boston artist Sarah Levesque from 2020's record called Moments of Silver. That was rolling over the cracks. Alex Chilton from 2012's kind of a compilation called Free Again, the 1970 Sessions. That was I Can Dig It. And that last one that you just heard featured one of my guests, Mike Mackey, who's the guy over there in the hat. Nice it's radio, so I tell you that it's that's the guy with a hat because you can't see him.
So now we know we got a, got a hat on.
Yep. Right. And and I'll introduce Peter Hackle as well in just a second. But Mike, you were here with a bunch of great musicians.
Yes, sir.
Was it 2018?
2019. Yeah, 2019, something like that.
I don't know. Right? We both haven't aged a bit. How did that happen?
Well, I know you look like a million bucks, man.
Yeah.
You look like a million bucks.
Yeah, if a million bucks were 18,000 degrees and melting.
How you been? How
I'm
you
just
going
to keep harping on that.
Yeah.
Whatever, but that was a beautiful song that you guys did.
Melinda, yeah. That's I came into you with that.
Yeah.
Because I actually met you through Scott Plowman.
Okay, it was Oscat Scott.
Radio.
I was wondering how we did that. Yeah.
Right. Well, I appreciate you now as much as I appreciated you then.
Back at you. I still love that song.
Thank you.
That's so you're part of this show. You're singing in the show, doing background vocals.
Peter Hackle took me on for Soul of a Legend. You know what I mean? And
yep.
As a backup vocalist, and I get to do a couple spots myself. Peter, how you been, man?
Hi!
Everybody's contortionist in here today to get to the microphone.
Yeah, so Mike's on board with the band that's James Montgomery,
yeah.
Myself, and some other friends began to peck away at following the 9/11 tragedy where we lost my sister Paige on American flight. And we've been going ever since, you know, just turning performances for worthy causes we thought Paige would support if she was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike is a newcomer to the vocal and prowess of the band. Yes.
Yeah, you just heard that vocal. Quite a golden throat there.
You're a sweetheart.
You know it's true. You know it is.
You're a sweetheart from way back.
So tell me all about. You mentioned that sad story that goes along with this. This is all to benefit something called Hugs for Lisbeth. Talk about that charity.
So Hugs for Lisbeth is a local charity. We're starting to perform at the iconic American Legions throughout the East Coast.
Mm.
And this is our first little dip of the toe in the water. We're doing it locally in Newton. And Hugs for Lisbeth is the cause of the day.
Okay, very nice. And tell us, did you know Elizabeth? Do you know of her?
I know her husband.
Yeah.
I know her husband. And her husband is going to be opening the performance. And his name is Alan Arena.
Oh, and the Watch City Band.
That is who it will be.
So is that Watch City like Waltham, Watch City, Moody Street?
I have no clue.
Oh. No.
It has to be.
Yeah, it has to be around
here. You're talking about Waltham, right?
Yeah,
Watch City
to be.
Is Waltham.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think there was a Watch City brewery there, right?
Yes, correct.
See, I just think of it as beer. That's all.
Well, yeah, it is. If you bottom line it.
Okay.
So this is all about Hugs for Lisbeth, and Alan Arena and his band are going to be there as well. This is called Soul of a Legend, and it's really all about some classic artists that just are gone too soon.
Correct.
And what you've done is you've put together a live multimedia experience featuring the music of some of these incredibly great artists that we all knew and love and, well, know and love, like Allman, Mercury, Holly, Jones, Joplin, Lennon, Cass Elliott, Prince. You getting the idea?
Yeah, you did your research. You're good, man. You're good.
I didn't. I just, yeah. I'm reading your mind.
No, you're a genius. You always have been. Don't ever let anybody
sure.
tell you.
Sure. So this whole band is together. They're going to be performing these songs from these artists that we all know. And we've got James Montgomery included here. How did that happen? That's fantastic.
Well, it's a good question. We had a rock club in Maine, sports bar, restaurant type of place. A good friend of mine from New York. And James came through and played a show and suggested that I and some of the old cronies, as he put it, from back of the day, get together.
I resemble that.
Yes. Yeah. Do a show at Chancery Lane. And we did.
Yep.
And it was fun. We did one more. And then 9/11 hit. So the guys that were performing with James and I that that gig or two, we took to Scullers in Boston, and we made try to make sense of the tragedy. So ever since then, me and James have continued on with, at first, what was called James Montgomery and Friends. Then it became the 9/11 band. Now Soul of a Legend, because we do only play iconic artists that died around Page's age or sooner.
Gotcha. And also... Is that you or your awesome dog?
You make me
over there.
Take the stairs. You make me talk.
I know, and it's 18,000 degrees.
It's sweltering in here.
It's horrible.
Turn off the
AC. All right, so not just James Montgomery. You've got a relative. He's a cousin of Jimi Hendrix.
Well, he says he is, but we don't know that for sure.
That's what I'm wondering. Reggie Hendrix is going to do a tribute to Jimi.
Yes, and Reggie, as Mike can concur, has been together with Soul of a Legend now for about 5 years. We've become very, very close as family, and he was introduced to us by Gerardo Velez, who was Jimmy's percussionist from the back in the day, played Woodstock. He's there in a lot of those, pictures from Jimmy of the day, and that's how we were introduced, and he's just a great, player, person, and family member who comes out and does a 4 or 5 song tribute to Jimmy, and okay. Yes, they're third cousins.
Ah, well, that's pretty close on the family tree.
Or fifth cousins, I'm not sure. We're
some kind of cousins.
Seventh cousins.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I'll tell you what. He shreds it, okay? And he plays his guitar upside down, all right?
That was my next question.
So just leave Reggie alone.
All right.
He's a good cook.
So he's a great cook. Smokehouse, baby.
That's very important to know.
Yeah, very important. You're coming.
Well, actually, you should see what this guy does that amazes me is painting. It's the fine arts.
Yeah.
His paintings are amazing.
Does he paint his 17th cousin?
He does.
He does.
He paints them like nobody else paints them. Look up Reggie's paintings. In fact, I'll send you some.
I'm sorry.
Don't be
Peter.
A wise guy, or you won't get one.
I have
one,
no
okay?
other way to be.
This guy is good, man.
This is
unbelievable. So, and he's a good cook.
All right, so let's talk about just visually how this is going to be. You must have a band that is a backing band with these folks coming up and just sort of doing their thing. Give us an example of how this is going to go. Who's opening the show?
Horribly. It's going to go horribly.
Besides that,
you'll love it.
I heard that Alan is Alan opening the show?
Yes.
Okay. So let's go from there. We got Alan. We got him doing his thing. I'll do a couple of songs. Then does James come out at the end, or how does this?
No. So we have a ebb and a flow. We have an ebb and a flow, and basically what we try to do is we try to build the the set as a feature artist kind of thing. Hirsch Gardner from the band New England comes out, does one or
two. I met him.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful.
That's another song I'll have to add to the ones
groovy
we're playing.
Guy.
Remind me, because I'm old and I'll forget.
He's incredible.
The New England stuff.
Don't ever want to lose you.
Show me.
That's what I'm going to do.
And he's got a new record coming out, so maybe we can get him to bring one of those to you. And then we have Reggie, James. Mike is obviously featured, and a real old mate of mine, John Sullivan, who I go back to the Renaissance Commune days with, and Joe Pod are both part of the backing band, as is Chris Nemitz from Way Up South and the Gary Backstrom Band, and we have Alan Dorr on bass.
So, Mike, you're not only in a performance role here, you're also production of the band. You're making sure that the band instrumentation is the way it needs to be,
correct.
Background, vocals, all that
correct.
Stuff.
That's the spot that I found. That spot that I found myself in this time around.
It fits you well.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
All
right, and how long of a show is this?
90 minutes. 90 minutes.
Okay. Very good. So we should probably mention where this is so people can go there, and also how you buy tickets. So let's do that. This you can walk up to the door. It's $20. And that whole $20 goes to the charity, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Yep. Very cool. Or you can purchase in advance on good old eventbrite.com.
Right.
Okay, and it's called Soul of a Legend. And it's next Friday, the 21st.
Live, Soul of a Legend, a multimedia experience you don't want to miss at the Post 440 California Street. That's Newton, Mass. Soul of a Legend.
That wasn't me, but I couldn't have done it better. But I'll just in case you didn't hear that.
Get your tickets at Ticketron.com.
The American Legion.
Peter Hackleman.
Nonantum Post 440 at 295 California Street in Newton, Friday, April 21st. Doors at 6, show at 7:30. So we've got a couple of tracks that we want to play that are representative of the show. We're going to start with a couple of... really goes. I'm going to add New England in there, but I'm going to start with Peter's suggestion of Space Oddity by David Bowie. Who's going to be doing that one?
John and Mike will both be singing Space Oddity.
Okay, and then we have Foxy Lady by the original.
Can you feel it?
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix. So let's start with those two, all right? We'll do Space Oddity by David Bowie, of course, and Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix Experience. And we'll come back and talk a bit and then play that great song from New England as well.
Somebody stop me.
This is WMFO in Medford. We'll be back after this.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. We'll be right back.
Now I see you. I'm down on the sea. Roxy, you make me wanna get up and scream. Roxy, oh baby, listen now. I'm beat up my mind. I'm tired of wasting all my precious time. Got to be all man, all man. Foxy lady, here I come. Lady, here I come, baby. I'm coming to get you.
WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. It's about 10:18 in the morning, and a couple examples of the great music that's going to be represented on the 21st, next Friday, that is, in Soul of a Legend. And heard a couple of tracks. We heard Bowie's Space Oddity, and followed up by Jimi Hendrix and Foxy Lady. Amazing, guys. It's amazing that you're doing this show to commemorate these great artists that have gone too soon, and in remembrance of 9/11 and that great charity, you know, Hugs for Lisbeth. It's just a great thing. So, Peter, how did the idea for this come along? Because you created and produced this. How did that come about?
So when 9/11 occurred and James and I were playing together with the pickup band at Chancery Lane in Maine, we continued to work together to try to benefit the causes that Paige was philanthropically involved with. One was Victory Program. So we took the show, the group, after Scullers, to the Park Plaza Hotel for their annual gala. We were joined there by mutual friends Steven Tyler and Bobby Hearn, who was the clinical director, gone now, at an organization called Middlesex Human Service Agency. And when we jammed with Steven that night, Bobby approached me, Steven, and James at the end and said, could you do what you did for Victory Programs with the band this evening for my organization, Middlesex? So we took it to the Regent Theater next for Middlesex Human Service Agency. It was called Music for Middlesex, and it just kept snowballing, and we were getting calls from, you know, everyone from the American Heart Association to pitching in for kids, and we just kept going with it. It was a wonderful, you know, give back and organic way to for everything to fall into place.
Yeah, I mean, and just to piggyback on that, I mean, not only are we talking about just a great show, you know, to celebrate this music, but it also is a great way to get people together and
never forget,
and also to raise money for great causes, you know. So let's talk a little bit about the band and how that is put together. And Mike, that's kind of your thing. Let's talk about the pedigree of the folks that make up these musicians. Wait, that's not Mike. That's
Peter. Okay. Mike's getting more familiar with that, and he is in the role right now of vocal MD. But
yeah.
For the purpose of the question, I go back between 20 and 30 years with everyone that's on stage, and that's part of the, you know, part of the purpose of what we do. We're a close-knit group and have a lot of history. John Sullivan was integral with Spirit and Flesh. which was a group back in the 70s that was touring the country with the iconic Mike Rapunzel from the Renaissance Community. Joe Pod is a recording artist out in Western Mass. He's a studio engineer and a producer and, you know, a mentor. James, of course, is known for his, you know, iconic, you know, history here as the patriarch of the Boston music scene. As a matter of fact, Aerosmith used to open for James, if we remember that far back.
Isn't that some?
And he, you know, he ultimately had to go on tour with Johnny Winter about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe a little longer. And the band morphed into Danny Klein's Full House. That's how we started up with Danny from the Jay Giles Band. And James came back off the road to rejoin us, reunite at the 10th anniversary, and we've been going ever since. So there's Reggie, of course, who has his, you know, relationship to Jimmy and also his own incredible music and, you know, talent. Chris Nemitz, again, is a super accomplished musician with some of the better bands around, including Gary Backstrom from Jiggle the Handle.
Chris, yes. Chris actually played on my single, by the way. That was him you were hearing before on that.
Very nice. Now, I also know that you've recruited from Cat Tunes, Paula Ilani.
Correct.
Yeah.
Peter graced me with some responsibility.
Chris Founder.
Yeah.
Chris Founder.
Founder ass.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Let's just sort of get the backing band some due. Who's on drums?
I'm not really quite sure, but it could be me.
It's Peter Hackler.
Yeah, what instrument do you play, Peter?
I think I'm a drummer, but I'll tell you when I grow up.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully that'll never happen, because it'll never happen to me.
It's Peter Pan.
I mean, no. No way. All right, so... Oh. So, rhythm guitar, bass guitar, what's going on there?
Well, Chris is on keys, John Sullivan's on guitar, Alan's on bass, and Reggie, of course, guitar, and Joe guitar. So we have a five-piece band, and I'm trying to get Mike to play more tambourine and cowbell.
I'm going to take it up. I'm going to take it up. Peter, I'm going to learn, I swear.
Cowbell, you went there.
More cowbell.
Yep, so, Peter, just a little bit about what you do. I mean, you're very involved with music promotion,
making sure, promoter.
Well, making sure that bands aren't forgotten, like Bay City Rollers, right?
Not an agent.
Foghat. You know, tell us a little bit more about you.
Well, this all kind of was synergistic when I started playing with James to, you know, commemorate 9/11. I just started getting calls from people in the industry to help put together, you know, shows and bands to back up artists like Ian Mitchell of the Rollers, who we became very, very close with.
There you go.
Ian passed a little while ago. Joey Mullen of Badfinger, yes. John Butcher, we put together a tour which incorporated Fahrenheit and John, and you know, I got to play with all these guys, so it was like twice kissed when it came to my involvement. And we also worked with Danny Klein a lot, who we did all Giles. It was pretty cool because I'd never seen the band live, but we'd go home every day after high school and play to Full House, and we ultimately named the band Full House.
There you go.
And at his 60th birthday at Scholars, it was a surprise for Danny. We had all original members of the Jay Giles Band there together for the first time in about 20 years, and that's the first time I got to see the band, like staring up at Stephen Joblad going, "He's on my kit. Oh my God."
That would be the reaction, exactly.
Peter Wolf gets on stage as Full House was playing our little, like, you know, drinky poo set, right? And Peter Wolf gets up on stage and goes, "You guys are good, but you're fired." And that's when the original five members of the Giles Band stepped up.
Oh, boy.
That's a trip. They, you know what?
What?
We played together at Wasagusset Yacht Club once. Remember that? That's how I met them, is the Dons and Full House played a show together at
I think that's how we might have originally got to be mates.
There you go.
It's kind of good that you can't quite remember, actually.
Right.
It's rock and roll.
It moves
along.
It moves along fast.
We can do it again.
All right.
My man, Peter Hagg.
So, also, you, Mike, you told me there's a new addition from the band New England. Hirsch is involved.
Well, he's not new.
He's not a new addition.
Well,
no, he's...
He's got to be 65. He's not new.
That I will meet him today.
Oh,
for the first time.
I met him at one of those music conventions. Really nice guy. Very humble. And I love the band New England.
And he's got great hair.
Does have great hair, still.
So Hirsch has been with us for 12 years, maybe longer. I mean, Hirsch and I have known each other for quite some time.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, so what we're talking about here, just to remind you, is next Friday, the 21st. It's called Soul of a Legend. It's a live multimedia experience featuring the music of not all of these, but some of these. Maybe it is all of these. You guys tell me. Allman, Mercury, Holly, Jones, Joplin, Lennon, Cass Elliot, Prince, Moon, Morrison. I've run out of breath. I mean, you know, what a great representation of talent. These folks are all gone too soon. James Montgomery is involved. A 17th cousin of Jimi Hendrix, Reggie, is there. Alan Arena and the Watch City Band are there. They're opening up, all to benefit Hugs for Lisbeth. And this is happening at the American Legion Nonantum Post 440. Sorry, let me do that again. Nonantum Post 440. It's at 295 California Street in Newton. Doors at 6, show at 7:30, $20 at the door, or you can purchase in advance at eventbrite.com, and all of this goes to a great charity.
I have an idea.
Yes?
I have an idea, Michael. Maybe what we could do to, as a little perk for your listeners, give them half-price admission to the show if they want to come, and, you know, we want everyone to be able to get there.
Whoa!
So just mention the radio show at the door.
It's Mike on the mic.
Whoa!
Mike on the mic. I'm glad I thought of that buzz for you.
I saw that go into your head, and just before you said it, it came to you right now.
Yeah, you said half price.
That's pretty nice of you.
At the door, half price at the door. Wow.
Well, this is going to be a fun night. This is going to be a fun night.
It is. It is. And say hi to the band when you get there, okay?
Yeah. Well, you'll be there. We can say hi to you.
Everybody out there in Radio Land.
Wear a Mike Newman t-shirt.
That doesn't exist, but that's okay.
Make the Mike Newman hand signal.
We'll have them printed up for purchase at the show.
The hand signal is a single finger.
Yes. I was just thinking that, too.
It is the ring finger, wise guy, okay? It is not what you think.
We're trademarking it.
All right, so speaking of Hirsch and New England, let's play that great song from New England. You remember that song? You can see it's queued up.
But, I always want to lose you.
Yeah, it's just, not I always want to lose you. Don't ever want to lose you.
Jeez. Oh, shoot. Oh, sorry,
Hirsch. You're coming from the wrong side there. All right, this is New England here at WMFO.
I definitely want to lose you.
Yeah. Okay.
Driving home.
10:31 in the morning at WMFO. I'm Mike, here with another Mike, and then a Peter over there. And that was another example of the music that'll be represented coming up next Friday at the American Legion, Nonantum Post 440. It's in Newton, 295 California Street. It's Soul of a Legend. And doors are at 6, show is at 7:30. You can purchase in advance at eventbrite.com. All right, so I want to thank you guys so much. It was fun. Thank you for putting up with the being inside of a pizza oven here.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much.
Will you guys cheer up, please?
We're going to do a little acapella.
Oh, God.
Or Al Capone.
Here we go.
Fine.
Oh, God. Good. No, good.
All right, missed it.
No, good.
You missed your cue. You missed your cue.
See, Mike's got the voice here. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, you know what? Here we all are.
So this is the first show of this series, correct?
It hasn't happened for the longest time.
There you go.
Your harmony, man.
The longest. Yeah.
So we're looking forward to it. Don't forget, everyone, half price at the door. Mention Mike on Mike.
Yep. Mike on the mic. And yep. give him the third
you get the ring finger.
See Mike number three for the ring a finger, beer. Yeah.
Yes.
He'll obviously borrow money from me, but that's okay.
Right. I'm gonna borrow money from you, man.
This sounds like fun, right, everybody? Because these guys will be there.
Come!
Yeah.
And be
come
beautiful.
On down. All right.
Wonderful.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for being animated this early in the morning.
Next time, get a bigger place, okay?
Oh, we got that beautiful studio across the hall, man.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to see you on the 3rd, right, of June?
Oh, yeah, you'll be here for live day.
That is going to be fun.
Yeah. Then it won't be like this anymore. All right, so we've got a beautiful black dog over there that everybody's
girl,
obsessing
Harley.
Over. Pretty cool. All right, so I'm going to start off with some new noise. Thanks, guys. From the elevators, because it's so hot out, I want to make sure that we can kind of play music that's like that. So I'm going to play new noise from the elevators. This one's called Sunlight at WMFO right here in Medford.
Just wanna shine one light, take me to the sky.
Worldwide, Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Been doing to me.
I need a facelift. I need a facelift. I need a facelift. I need a facelift. Give it up for the jolly guy. Ain't no place to go, run and hide. But to the plastic surgeon, there's nothing he can do.
WMFO Medford. I really didn't know that there was a bad word in that song, but sorry about that. But anyway, love the song. It's our friend Greg Allen and his Fringe Religion, as yet unreleased, from a record that's going to come out sometime this year, they say. That's called Facelift. Low Cut Connie, just before that, from 2020's record, the title track, Private Lives. Love that band. Spoon had the third song of the set from 2022's Lucifer on the Sofa CD. Great album title. Imagine walking in and seeing... Well, never mind. That was the hardest cut. Power Slut. Yeah, that's the band before Linnea's Garden. Linnea Herzog was in Power Slut, and that was a cool little project that she did. In 2016, that was from a CD called The Second Coming. That was Burrito Baby. And started off with The Elevators, a brand new single for 2023 called Sunlight. All right, I'm going to play something that I played before because I want to play it again, from a forthcoming record from Mammoth WVH. This is just great stuff. This is called Another Celebration at the End of the World. It's the last new noise for today. This is WMFO. It's WMFO Medford. I love that. What was that, you might ask? That was Mammoth WVH, sometimes known as Wolfgang Van Halen, Eddie's son. It's from his new record that's going to come out at some time called Mammoth 2. That was called Another Celebration at the End of the World, and I just think he's a musical genius, and I love it. What do you think, Sue? What does that mean?
That was awesome!
Oh. You're just funning with me, aren't you?
Yeah. No, that was awesome.
Yeah, it's a great song. No, I don't think there's any females in that, though, so
yeah, no,
you couldn't play it.
No, maybe no. Until somebody covers it, which is, you know, I'm the queen
of the covers. Let's get on that. You and I will do it. You'll
okay.
You'll do the leads, and then you can play it.
Okay, cool.
Practice now.
Okay.
Yeah, see, we're all delirious in here. This is WMFO Medford, by
the way. I think
I'm
having a heat stroke.
Yeah, it's 118,000 degrees in here.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I can't wait to walk outside and actually drip dry. That'll be awesome.
It's only 60 degrees outside.
Well, yeah, but that's better.
I know.
That's better than 118,000.
It's double here, yeah. Here.
Double?
Okay, quadruple.
Second grade
million.
Math. Come on.
Sorry,
come on.
Sorry,
come on.
Sorry.
All right. So that's Sue Edelman. Something about the women's coming up. It's almost 10:57 in the morning. And what's coming up on your show today?
Well, as I said, I'm the queen of the covers.
Yeah.
So we got some new music, lots of new music. We even have new covers, and then we just have covers. And then we have other stuff. So lots of good stuff today. A lot of, you know, I would stop having these cover song shows, except people keep putting out these great covers. So
I love covers.
I know, they're awesome.
First of all, you can hide under them. If you want to.
Unless it's hot.
And that's fun as it is.
Right.
Unless it's hot. So you wouldn't do it in here.
Right.
Because you'd die.
Oh, but I'm going to do it.
Die.
Mm.
You would. All right. So Sue's coming up. And since we're in Studio C, the closet of WMFO, it's a different setup. So I'm going to give you some time to sort of catch your breath.
I'm going
to
need it. Yeah.
So I'm going to play one of the longest songs ever in history. It's like 8 minutes long. But you could fade it out when you're ready.
But then we wouldn't hear what happens at the end.
Oh, so, all right, let it play then. All right, it's an 8-minute song, but everybody knows it and loves it, and here we go. I'm Mike. If they let me, after that song that I played, I'll be back next week at 9. We're going to end with American Pie from Don McLean. Don't go anywhere. 11:08. Sue will be here with something about the women, everybody. See you later. Thanks for listening.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And shoes.